Right now, we take a look at a big part of Wisconsin's history, beer brewing. This year at Old World Wisconsin, there's a historic brewing program. The institution is partnering with the Museum of Beer and Brewing to teach the entire process of making beer and educate Wisconsinites on the heritage involved in beer and brewing here in the state.
Dan Friis joins us now. He's the director of Old World Wisconsin, and also with us is Gary Luther, past president of the Museum of Beer and Brewing. Dan and Gary, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
Good afternoon. Glad to be here.
Dan, I'm going to start with you. Where did the idea of having a historic brewing program come from?
Well, as you said in your introduction, the history and culture of beer brewing is such an important part of Wisconsin, both past and present, that we really felt that it was a void in the history that we're presenting here at Old World Wisconsin. So for many years, the idea of doing something related to historic beer brewing has been bounced around as an idea. And fortunately, we were able to meet up with folks like Gary and others from the Museum of Beer and Brewing in Milwaukee, group of folks that have experience brewing beer as well as a love of the history of beer brewing. And it was a natural partnership that came together. And so we've launched this new program where guests at Old World Wisconsin can now see beer being brewed using historic methods.
And Dan, tell us a little bit more about that. What is the program like?
Well, it's not something that we do on daily basis at this point. There are actually select Saturdays throughout our season in which we have this scheduled, and it takes place in a small log building that we've converted to a brew house in our German area of Old World, Wisconsin. If folks are familiar with Old World, they know that we have the property divided up into different areas representing different ethnic groups that settled in Wisconsin in the 19th and early 20th century. So in our German area, where you know beer brewing is a good fit, we've taken this this log structure, and Gary and his team of volunteers have converted it into a brew house.
And Gary, you're doing the demos there, showing what this process of beer brewing was like going back to the 19th century. What's different when we contrast how beer is brewed now compared to back then, what you're doing with folks?
Well, Helena, the science is actually the same, but the technology has certainly changed. When the immigrants came to the United States back in the 1850s, they brought with them their culture as well as the brewing skills that they had gained in Europe. So when they came, they used the rudimentary tools of the time to put together breweries, farm breweries, sometimes home breweries, and they started brewing just as much like the craft brewers to do today, but where today they're using stainless steel and thermometers and things of that nature. Back in the 1850s, they had to do, once again, with the tools of the day, which were normally wooden vats, wooden barrels, wood fires, ice being harvested from ponds, and so on. So the science is the same, but the technology has definitely changed.
So, Gary, is that all the stuff that you're using, ice and wooden vessels and things like that?
That's what we are doing, yes, exactly. We have a hand mill, just a little two-roller mill that we use. And the mashing vessel is actually what they would use back in those days, would have been called a mashing in Lauterton. But it's a half wooden barrel with a false bottom on it, with a wooden slots in the false bottom to be able to filter the beer as they do today, but across wood. And it runs into, we collect that liquid and put it into a big open copper kettle. That something like they would have used back in the 1850s and heated with a wood fire to boil it. The materials that we use are actually, we grow our own hops, legacy hops from back in, that they would have used back in those days. And we use malted barley along with that.
And is all that grown there at Old World, Wisconsin, or do you bring it from somewhere else?
Right now the hops are all grown at Old World, Wisconsin. We don't need a lot of hops, but we do have a hop garden. with legacy hops in it, and we are propagating barley right now. And the barley we happened to find was in North Dakota State University's library, seed library. They gave us 15 pounds of this grain to grow, and we propagated last year for the first time. We got 90 pounds out of it. This year we might get 400, and we'll keep on going until we have enough barley to do our own malting, which is also something that the brewers would have been doing back in the 1850s.
And Gary, you mentioned mashing it and letting the beer filter through, but can you walk us through a little bit what happens if we're going to see this actual beer be made, and how long does all this take?
Certainly. Well, the actual brewing process itself in the brew house, as Dan mentioned, that's about a 6 or 7 hour process. And we started about 9 o'clock in the morning, heating up water to a boil, or up to a temperature of 180 degrees. We need this hot water to mix with the malt, so that we come through with a biochemical process that takes place, to convert the starches in the grain into sugars. So we mix this ground malt that we've had with the hot water, and we come to some temperature between 150 and 160 degrees, depending upon the type of beer style we want to make. And with this mixture, we let it rest for about an hour, and it prepares itself to make the style of liquid that we need for the beer style that we want. Then we separate this liquid from the grains themselves with the husks and all the insoluble materials to have a clear solution the brewer calls a wort. And this wort is then boiled for about 90 minutes together with hops to give it the bittering that we want and other flavor components. We then cool it down, and we cool it across an old-fashioned piece of equipment that they call a cool ship. And the boiling wort, which is at 212 degrees, is poured into this flat surface vessel, which isn't very deep, and the heat flashes out very rapidly from it to cool the wort down, the liquid down, to about 140 degrees. And the remainder of the temperature down to what our fermentation should take place is done with an ice vessel called a swimmer to cool the wort down. And when it gets to 70 degrees, we give the yeast to it and let it go and ferment.
We're talking about the historic beer brewing exhibit at Old World, Wisconsin right now. I'm talking with Gary Luther, past president of the Museum of Beer and Brewing, and also Dan Friese, director of Old World, Wisconsin. And Dan, if I'm not mistaken, you said something like you're going to heat this up to, did you say 180 degrees is what Gary was just saying? And on a hot summer day, in any case, you're working with a giant vat of hot liquid in the summertime. What is that like for the people who are involved making the beer and those people standing around this fire?
Yeah, it's just warm. And of course, if folks have been to Old World, Wisconsin, they know that this time of year, even with the hot weather, you know, we're cooking on wood-fired stoves and working in blacksmith shops, forges. So the past was not always pleasant, particularly during this hot weather. But the one thing that Gary and his team are really committed to is getting it right in terms of recreating the processes that were used in the 19th century, even though they know, because they're all knowledgeable of the beer brewing process, that there is indeed an easier way to get there. They're committed to rediscovering the old ways of making beer, which for the most part, you know, were never written down. So it's really almost like an archaeological project where they're trying to uncover information and learn from what has been written down. And then a lot of it is experimentation, just to apply what they are learning to the actual process of making beer.
And Gary, what does the beer taste like? You're using these time-honored artisanal methods. Does the beer taste better?
Well, right now, Helena, what we're doing is we're fermenting the beer out to where it's finished its fermentation process and just tasting it a bit, and then we dispose of the beer. Because we aren't that far that we need to prepare it for selling and everything like that, but the beer tastes probably the way it would have been back in 1850, If you know, back in those days, they didn't have high alcohol beer. There was a lot of body in the beer because it was actually a food substance that the people were drinking at that time. So it's quite tasteful. We right now we're making ale styles of beers, and once we get our ice together, we'll start brewing lager beers later on in the year.
And a little sneak peek of what's ahead, Dan. Just briefly, anything else you've got planned for this program?
Well, like I said, you know, we're doing it just on a limited basis right now, and we're really trying to master the process, but also gauge the public's interest in this program, and it's in the whole idea of recreating historic beer. So we're starting out small, just trying to learn the process and engage our guests as much as we can in the actual process. One of the things that Gary and his team have done is find safe ways to involve visitors to Old World in the actual process, such as using the hand-cranked mill to grind the barley.
Well, it sounds incredible to see. Dan and Gary, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
That was Dan Freese, director of Old World Wisconsin, and Gary Luther, past president of the Museum of Beer and Brewing. They joined us to talk about the historic beer brewing exhibit at Old World Wisconsin. For more information about the program, go to oldworldwisconsin.org. The next scheduled brewing date is August 13th.